Wolves at Molineux for the Reds this weekend. That is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield wrap, with Ian Ryan, with Harriet Pryor, Mo Stewart. Neil Jones is in from goal as well, which feels like a nice little bonus. And Neil, in terms of the manager's press conference, he's not done one yet, but I can imagine he's caught a pretty frustrated figure this week. In terms of when he does step out in front of the press, are you expecting him to be in a pretty bullish mood? Because in terms of personnel, he's got what he's got. And whether he likes it or not, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it, fans, players will now be looking to him to steer the club through a bit of a difficult period.
Yeah, I think he'll be disappointed, obviously, mainly with the injury to Konaté. I think that's the sort of more immediately pressing problem for him, really. I'm sure he'll be asked about the transfers and the transfer window and the lack of transfers at the end of it. But I think we could all sort of write a vague script of his answer, really. That'll be, you know, I told you we couldn't.
I mean,
do
brave
everything.
Man, if you're asking that tomorrow.
I think there's a sweep on who it's going to be. I'm always last, so it won't be me.
Jack and Carl Markham fancies it.
I think he's 6-4 favourite, definitely. But I think you're right. I think, you know, you look at it and I wonder whether it might just give a little bit of closure almost to it. You know, it sort of changes the record a little bit, doesn't it? You know, you're not sort of, you haven't got these players who maybe are trying to get themselves into form, and every week they're there and the manager sort of asked, you know, you don't want them, do you? You want these ones, you don't want to be relying on these, you haven't got, your squad's not good enough. You know, maybe it just sort of gives them, well, at least we're here now till the end of the season. You know, I saw those training pitches today. Didn't see any new injuries or absentees in the training pitches. I think you saw Van Dijk and Firmino were back on the grass, which is a step closer. So you've got a week, well, 9 days between Saturday's game and then the next one after that. So you've got a little bit of chance to just sort of work back towards getting a few people in. But it's just, it does need a mood change, I think, at the moment. And if you were asking me to pick a few places to go to change the mood, I wouldn't think Molineux would be right up there. It'd just be one of those that you sort of know it's going to be a tight game, a tough game, an awkward game that's not going to be conducive to coming back flying. It's just going to be one to get through and hopefully get the 3 points.
I often wonder, Harriet, who kind of picks the manager up when it's not going that well. Don't get me wrong, he'll have a framework of support around him, but it always feels like it's quite a lonely job, management, when it's not going the way you want it to. That said, if you were to pick anyone in terms of having a strong character who could maybe, you know, steady the ship a little bit, I don't think Jürgen Klopp would be far from many people's thoughts.